Thank the Lord this morning for His love and His blessings to us. Just like to pick up where we left off last Sunday. Started what has turned into a little series, I guess, on Call to Follow. And I would remind us as we enter into the service this morning that the Lord Jesus has called all of us to follow Him. And it is an individual call. It was something that He knows our name, He knows our differences this morning, He knows our different backgrounds, He knows our different likes and dislikes, but He has given us a call to follow Him. That call was not to follow another man, it was not to follow an organization of men, but Jesus called us to follow Him because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I was meditating and the Lord just gave me a little picture this week, and in times of war, there is a call to arms. And maybe some of you remember times in our history that there has been a call where the government is asking, we need some, anymore it's not just men, but we need a few good men. That was the call that went out. There is a need for someone that will be willing to fight for their country. There's a need for someone to leave home. There's a someone that's willing to leave family. There's a need for someone to sacrifice and go out and endure hardness for the purpose of a cause that is greater than themselves. And that was all accompanied with this call to arms. And with the call to arms then, there has been, generally speaking, there have been a few times there wasn't, but generally speaking, there is an honor that accompanies that. I believe Monday is Veterans Day, I believe. Am I right there? Alright, it's not Monday. Okay, whenever Veterans Day is. It is a time that people are, those that have served in the military are honored. They are recognized for their sacrifice. They are acknowledged for their pursuit of something again that was bigger than themselves. And I thought about when people have come back victorious from war and the accolades that they receive. They would have parades and people would line the streets and they would be cheering they've come back home. And they were giving honor to those that answered the call to go serve their country. This morning we have been called to something even higher than that. Over in the book of Hebrews in the 3rd chapter, in the 1st verse, He said, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of that heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus." He said we are partakers of the heavenly calling. And I would this morning that in the Spirit that we would recognize and acknowledge that there is a heavenly calling today. It is something that supersedes all of the earthly calls that we can have. Sometimes people say, well, I feel called to be a teacher. I feel called to do this and I feel called to do that. I feel like this is my place in life. We have a heavenly calling this morning. And I wonder, have you been listening this week? I know not everyone was here last week, but those that were, have you been listening to the call of the Spirit? Have you been listening to the Lord calling out your name saying, follow me? We have a heavenly calling and it supersedes all of the things of this earth. And if we are going to follow the Lord, it is going to require a greater sacrifice than any military service has ever required. If we are going to follow Jesus, it is going to take a complete 100% dedication and consecration of our life where we say, Lord, where you lead me, I will follow. We sing the song, where he leads me, I will follow. And I wonder if we sang that song this morning, and again, it's not for anybody else to know, this is personal, but I wonder, can we raise our hands to that song? Lord, where you lead me, I'll follow. If you lead me in the garden, a place of sacrifice and consecration, where my flesh is recoiling before the cross, Lord, I will pray as Jesus. where he said, Father, if it be possible, remove this cup from me. But if not, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I'll follow you. Will you follow him in the garden this morning? Will you follow him in a place of sacrifice? When you want to do something and the Lord says, this isn't good for you, can we say, Lord, where you lead me, I'll follow. Can you say this morning that you're willing to, there, another verse of a different song says, I have left all the world to follow Jesus. We are living in a world, a religious society that is leaving part of the world to follow Jesus. It doesn't work. If we're going to follow Jesus, the heavenly call this morning is leave all of the world. But so many times, just like last Sunday, they're holding on to their nets and following the Lord. And it's slowing them down. It's pulling them back. We're going to have to be willing this morning to answer the heavenly call that says, Lord, I'm willing, and not only am I willing, I will, I do, I'm going to leave all of the world. And this is where it comes into self-examination. But there is a heavenly calling that is divine this morning. And I am so thankful for those that have answered and responded to the call. Do you know, in part, probably most of us are here this morning because someone in our life answered the heavenly call. And because they were faithful, because they were steadfast, because they were diligent in their duty in answering the call of God, it influenced us. And I am so thankful for that. But it's not enough for me even to be within these four walls this morning, because God has something for me and something for you to do when you go home today. He has a call for you to fulfill on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And that means it is a call that is bigger than what it means when we come together. It's an individual call. And it's divine. We, in social media, and I don't have a lot of these, some of these things I'm going to mention, okay? So some of you, I may not get all my terminology just right. But I noticed that with social media, a lot of times it's about how many followers you have. Is this right terminology? Now, how many people are following you? And if I'm not mistaken, you can see it. I don't know, on Twitter and Snapchat, I've never used them, don't have them. And I don't have Facebook either, but that sounds a little hypocritical when I do look at my wife sometimes. But there's a thing of who's following you, or who are you following? Do you know you can choose on social media who you follow? But do you realize that you can unfollow someone, or you can choose to follow what's going on? Who are you following? You know, we talk about social media, who are you following? Do you know you can learn something about someone by watching who they're following? And I don't mean to sound creepy about this, but do you know that there are things that who you are following must mean that there is some kind of an interest that you have in their life on what's going on? So if I got on and I saw someone, or you saw someone, let's spread this out a little bit, and you saw that someone was following people, that their interest was in promiscuity and in the things of the flesh, and that was just all over your social media because that's who you chose to follow, don't you think that would start sending a message? There's some interest here. Something's going on here. I remember one time someone was struggling with this, and I told them, I said, these things are showing up. And I said, it's going to send a message to other people that this is where your heart is. If your heart is not there, stop following it. Now, that may have more implications than just spiritual, but that's my point, is spiritual. If your heart is not there, if that's not the direction you want to go in life, if that's not where you know the Lord is calling you, then stop following it. Because when you follow something, it means there is a destination. If I'm following someone in traffic, it means they are taking me to a destination. And the things that we choose to follow in life are going to take us to a destination. So what are you following? Because the thing, and I'm not talking about social media now, the things that we follow are taking us to a destination. Young people, there are things that you are facing in life at this critical age, between the ages of 13 and 22 or 20, blanket generalization for young people. The things that you follow will have an impact on your life. And you may think it really doesn't matter, I'm not going to go to that destination, but the things you follow will take you somewhere. And that means that when we know that there is a heavenly calling, there is a call that supersedes even what you hear in this chapel building. Young people, there is a call that supersedes what your mother and father have taught you, and I trust it's good, godly things. But there is a call from the Lord this morning, and it's a heavenly call. And He's saying, I want you to follow me. I want you to forsake the world, and I want you to give your whole heart and follow me. And when we follow the Lord, do you know, it brings us in communion, and it makes us part of something that's bigger than us. Because when people join the military, and I've heard that, I think I've heard Stephen maybe talk about it and others, but what they want to do is when you go to boot camp, they say they want to break you down and rebuild you into a unit. Do you know that when we come into Christ this morning, that there is something that's bigger than just me? I'm not living the way I live just because this is my opinion. I'm isolated in this little thing over here. But when I follow Christ, I come into something that's spiritual. I am born into the family of God. I'm no more a stranger, but I'm fellow citizens with the household of Christ, with the saints of God. It brings us into something bigger. Folks, the following Jesus is not always on the surface glamorous. And you may not get the accolades, most likely you won't. Jesus said that if we followed Him, that we would be persecuted. That lets me know when everybody in the world likes us, and they just think we're just the best thing since sliced bread, we better start taking stock of how we've been living our life. Because Jesus told us the world was going to hate us because of our stand in holiness. When we follow the Lord, it brings condemnation to the world. Not by self-righteousness. If that's what it is, we're not listening to the call. But when we follow Jesus, there are going to be things and people that don't like that. So you may not ever have a parade in your honor this morning. There may not ever be anyone that gives us a parade and said, oh, all those that have answered the heavenly call, we're going to have a parade and we're going to just give you a lot of accolades. But there is no more satisfaction and peace of heart and mind when you answer the call of God and you can go to bed at night knowing I've answered the call. And it's not an earthly call. It wasn't a call from the church to be like us and to join our organization. No, this was a response to the call of God in my life. And I answered it. And there is no greater peace and satisfaction. There are people that join. Think about people. You've heard of bench boys before? People that are on a sports team and they're not out on the field playing, but they're on the bench. Kind of being a spectator, but they're part of the team. Wonder this morning if we can ever be like that. We say, I've got the jersey. You know, I'm part of the team. But do you realize the Lord doesn't want us just to be sitting on the bench this morning? Because He's given us a divine call to follow Him. And when you are following someone, you're not sitting on the bench. When you're following the Lord, it means you are actively in pursuit of the things that will edify us spiritually in following the way of Jesus Christ. Not following our own way. I don't know if you all have been following the news exactly, and I just got bits and pieces, then I found a little bit more about it. And if I get it wrong, please forgive me. But with this tragic shooting that took place in Florida, now as details come in, there was a policeman there. And they did nothing. so we can talk about law enforcement. We can talk about needing to have, mental health inspections and more mental health. That had been done too. We can talk about notifying the authorities. That had been done too. But it didn't take care of the problem. There was an officer outside the school for at least 4 of the 6 minutes of that shooting doing nothing. Didn't go inside. And now it comes out there might have been 2 more officers there for some of that time. And they didn't go in. And I know there was a lack of information. I don't bring this out to throw stones. But I thought, Lord, help us not to be Christians like that. We say I'm a follower of Christ, but what are we doing? Nothing. What does it mean to follow Christ if it doesn't mean I'm going to actively pursue Him daily in my decisions, in my choices, in my attitudes, in my conduct? And I will say, when you follow Christ, it's not always going to be what you want to do in the flesh. Do you want to go into a building where someone is shooting people? We say, no, I want to get out of harm's way. But there's a call. If you're going to wear a gun and put on a policeman's uniform, you were supposed to answer the call. What were you doing outside? And I wonder if the Lord ever looks on our lives and says, what are you doing? You put on the uniform. You said you answer the call, but are you doing what you're supposed to do? Are you living like Christ lived? Are you in pursuit of godliness? Lord, help us this morning not to be spiritual bench boys. Lord, help us not to just be wearing a uniform and we can come together and pat each other on the back and say, yeah, we're the church. We're part of God's church and we can all feel better about ourselves and go back home living however. No, this is about a daily walk with God. This is about consistency. This is about the heavenly call. Lord bless. Over in 1 Peter in the 2nd chapter in the 20th verse, he said here, "For what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." And I was so struck in suffering this morning. It is a challenge to take it patiently. You know, this is how the Lord instructs us to take suffering. And as you follow Christ, there are going to be things that are done that are not just in your life. There are going to be temptations. There's going to be trials. There's going to be people problems. There's going to be physical, financial. Everybody has those things. But when we follow Christ, he said here, when you're not suffering because you've done wrong, but when you're suffering because you're doing well, he said, you take it patiently. You know, there's something about some things in life, it's like, let's get this fixed. Let's take care of it. But you know, the reality is, the only person we have the power to change is who? Who is it? It's ourselves. There's no power. So then, Lord, as we follow you, would you help me to be more patient in the things that I cannot change? Lord, I'm following you. In my spirit, in my attitudes. Lord, help me to be patient. Help me to be patient. He said, even hereunto were you called. Now, this is what you're called to. We can talk about all of the glamour of the call to arms. But you know what? Sometimes the military doesn't tell you about the days that you might go hungry, and the bullets flying, and the loneliness. And the sacrifice, you might not hear as much about that. And I will tell you, when you are out in the field, and I'm not thinking military now, I'm thinking the service of God. When you are in the field, it's not as glamorous as it looks on a glossy piece of paper. It's not as glamorous as it looks on a glossy piece of paper. This is what we are called to. Christ, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Now, does that sound attractive? Christ suffered. Is there anybody, are there any of us here that are still willing to answer the heavenly call? Christ left us an example, and we are to follow His steps. We weren't to follow our preferences. We weren't to follow the herd mentality of the world. And I'm going to go a step further. Nor were we called, and we're not going to have time to get here in depth this morning, but nor were we called to blindly follow other people of like mind. The end result was Christ. We are called to follow Christ, and He suffered. And too many times we tend to shy away from the cross. And you know, that does not despiritualize it, just to acknowledge it this morning. If you're going to follow Christ, there are going to be some things you're going to face that are going to really be hard. And you're going to struggle with it. And you're going to wonder, can I still follow the Lord and not have to sacrifice that? This is the answer this morning. If you're going to follow me, Jesus said, go sell everything you have. This is where you are called. Christ suffered. And if you want to follow Christ, there's going to be a place of self-denial and crucifixion of the flesh. And if we are not willing to go into that school, you understand the analogy, if we're not willing to go into the school where there is pain and suffering and minister, but we're outside wearing the uniform and having the equipment, what good are we doing? As Christians, we can have our theology. We can have our doctrines. We can have our fellowship. But what good is it doing to have the uniform and the equipment if we are not willing to actively, day by day, follow Christ and live like He lived? He left us an example that we should follow His steps. It said He did no sin. That doesn't sound like well over probably 90% of professing Christian churches today. Christ did no sin, and we were called to follow in His steps. Jesus came for the purpose of destroying the works of the devil. Sin in its base form was taught to us in the Old Testament. The moral violations that are in the Old Testament, adultery, fornication, stealing, bearing false witness, which would be telling lies. Do you recognize that that is the base level of what sin is all about? And if we are to follow Christ, those elements of sin that separate us from God must be destroyed by the blood of Jesus Christ. If we are to follow Christ, and we say we are following Him, and yet there is sin in our life, we have not yet truly answered the call to follow God. Now, when we follow Jesus, we are still human. We are still growing in grace. And I, Lord, help us not to be confused when we speak about living without sin. The difference between sin or the moral violations that separate man from God and the places in our humanity that still need to be perfected. The Scripture says that we are to grow in grace. If we have it all today, what is there to grow in tomorrow? What we have to grow in are my human imperfections, but my heart can be perfect today. My heart can be perfect in the desire and purpose to follow Jesus, no matter what the cost. But yet, there's things the Lord is wanting to perfect in our lives. He is continually, and I'm not talking about the work or the infilling of the Holy Ghost, but there is a continual perfecting and sanctifying that the Spirit of God wants to do in our life, that we would become more like Christ as we follow Him. That is the design of God, as that we draw closer to the Lord as we follow Him. Day by day, and week by week, and year by year. So we're still humans, we can still be growing, but we can still be prospering in our soul, just like the first grader. The first grader is given first grade work. And if they get 100%, we say, well done. But if I give an 11th grader a first grade test and they get 100 and they're so proud of themselves, I say, you know what, that really doesn't say a lot. Because it's at different levels. So the Lord wants us to be perfect in our level of growth where we are, but we are growing. But the question then is for us individually, are we following Jesus? And if we're following Him, there will be spiritual growth. There will be more and more things. The Lord comes along and lets us know, okay, I want to perfect this now. Someone asked me, one of the young people asked me this morning, why someone would do something when maybe the Bible says not to, and they're told they don't not to do it, and why would they keep doing it? You know, there are some times the Lord, it takes time for all of us, the Spirit of God, to lead us in His Word. And maybe I can read it, but it doesn't connect. And then the Spirit of the Lord comes in down the road and opens up my understanding. I'm like, well, it's been there the whole time. But it wasn't the time. But if the Spirit of God has revealed Himself to us, then we have responsibility. We have responsibility. This is why we need to be so careful about judging each other. Because to me it may be so plain, or to you it may be so plain about me. Be like, why can't he see it? It's right in front of his nose. But maybe I'm in second grade. And maybe I'm prospering as a second grader. And maybe you're in third grade. Do you see, we have to be careful. But how are we following the Lord this morning? As we follow Him, let's not backslide. You know, backsliding is not just a one-time thing. Backsliding starts, it's a process. I was following God, but now I'm slowing down. Or now maybe I'm deviating just a little bit. Where will you end up if you keep going the way you're going this morning? Where will we end up? The enemy is doing all that he can. We're going to conclude there this morning, but the enemy is doing all that he can to cause interference in our following the Lord. He's going to try to interfere with that. So we need to recognize, what does it mean to follow Him? He said he did no sin. Let's just finish that. He did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth. When he suffered, he committed himself unto the one that judgeth righteously. He placed himself in the hands of God. This morning, if you have heard that call to follow Him, it's a heavenly calling. It's divine and it's personal. But it is a way of self-denial, and it is a place that, Lord, help us to learn that if I'm going to follow the Lord, I too need to do what Jesus said and place my life in His hands. Can we trust the Lord enough this morning to do that? You know, it's really hard to place yourself in someone's hand if you don't quite trust Him. Have you ever driven with someone that you just weren't real comfortable with? How'd it make you feel? A little bit nervous? A little uncomfortable? In every little, when they get on the side or in the meat, you know, that little bump, it's like, oh, you're just on pins and needles. It's because you're not in control. And when I hit the rumble strip, it's fine. Everything's under control. I just hit the rumble strip. But I'm the one behind the wheel. But when you hit it, are they paying attention? Are they watching what they're doing? This morning with the Lord, we can trust Him. And I want to encourage us this week to place ourselves in the hands of God like Jesus did. Lord, I want to follow You. But if I'm going to follow Jesus, I'm going to have to do it like He did. And I'm going to have to place myself in the hands of God and say, Lord, even when I don't understand and I don't know what the future holds and I'm a little bit nervous right now, Lord, I trust You. And I'm going to place my life in Your hands. And folks, if you follow the Lord, He also is taking us to a destination, and I want to go.